Hello and good morning. At this time of the year, many of us will be thinking of the summer holidays. And of course, if we are going abroad, then the time-honored phrase by the late British Prime Minister Harold Wilson will ring in our ears as we recall him talking about the pound in our pocket. Remember that? Perhaps you were too young. He said this to reassure the people that the devaluation the government did for the pound at the time did not actually affect the value of the pound in our pockets. Of course, that was a false statement, but it somehow stuck. So, with our holidays coming on soon, I think we are all thinking of the pound in our pocket. And sadly, it's sort of sinking in relation to the euro or to the US dollar, and by implication, all the other currencies. This means that we either consider what is termed a staycation, that is a holiday in Britain, or we accept paying a little more for our holidays abroad, or, of course, spending less. I will argue, however, that the exchange rate of the pound sterling is probably below its real value, and that no doubt the political uncertainty is a major factor. For those of us who dabble in the stock market, the picture is the same, a market moving very little up and down, as people are sitting on their hands and waiting to see which way things will go before venturing in or out of a stock or a share. Of course, the professionals will manage to make some money out of any movement, up or down, because they play with big money, and they are working from minute to minute. In fact, in many cases, they don't even have to do any work at all. They just program their computers and leave them to buy or sell according to the instructions fed into their software. So, don't please count me in on these activities. I'm only a poor man living off my pension. This doesn't mean I'm not happy, and indeed, I may be happier than many others who are much richer. But this does not mean that I have anything against being rich, provided the wealth is not acquired mysteriously, if you know what I mean. Coming back to our pound and the economy, let me say that any difficulty we are experiencing in this country has its parallels in other countries. It may be a good thing that people living in the Eurozone are enjoying their more valued euro, but that may be all right for countries such as Germany, because it enjoys a great surplus from higher exports. But the likes of Greece or Italy or even France are groaning in agony because they are unable to balance their budgets and cannot devalue the euro to spur their export orders. So unemployment is high, especially among the young, and the economy is rather stagnant. I go to Italy and France often, and it's so easy to see the difficulties firsthand. On the bigger international scale, there is that spat between the two biggest economic giants in the world, the United States of America and China. The tit-for-tat raising of tariffs from both sides is creating agonies to American farmers, especially in the Midwest, or the so-called Rust Belt, and the Chinese imports are becoming dearer for the average American consumer. On the Chinese side, the slowing of the export machine that churned out massive quantities for export to all the world is causing a distinct slowing of its economy. Last year, its GDP, that's gross domestic product, rose by a meager 6%. Now, that would have be considered miraculous if it happened in Britain. But in China, this indicates a drop from the customary double-figure growth, and the people there are feeling it. The Chinese have a potential weapon that they can use, but probably only as a last resort. You see, they hold several trillion dollars worth of U.S. government bonds, which they accumulated when the going was good. And the U.S. government financed, as it still does, the trade deficit by selling dollar bonds, better known as IOUs. Can you imagine the chaos that can happen if China decided to suddenly dump great chunks of these U.S. bonds onto the market? The bond market will collapse. The U.S. dollar exchange rate will collapse. And while in the past it was necessary for the United States of America only to sneeze for the world to catch cold, we can see a situation where both the United States of America and China this time sneeze simultaneously. Oh, any guesses what that will do to us? Well, we will not only catch cold, but rather a fatal pneumonia. As for the other aspects of world economy, the oil and gas-rich countries that used to just pass their time slumbering or visiting the nightclubs and casinos of the world, while the rest of us are paying for our fuel, well, they are now embroiled in all sorts of local spats and wars, and their money is depleting fast. So, if, my dear listener, you are sorry for yourself and for your pound, I would say, let us be grateful, because we're still more blessed than many others around the world. And if you think that losing 5 to 6% of your purchasing power while basking in the sun somewhere in Europe, then perhaps you could tell yourself that, at least, you are enjoying some days out there, and these are the fruits of your labor over the past months of the year. And who knows? Maybe next year we will be on the right foot, and our pound would have recovered, and the Sino-American spat is over, and we and the EU are on good terms again, whatever these terms will pan out to be. Enjoy the summer. Goodbye.